Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, and we're about to head down memory lane in a game of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can play this game however you like, whether that is just by yourself, against a colleague, a friend, or a random person on the street. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2000, Everyday Earworms, and 70s Chorus Challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're teleporting back to the year 2000. George W. Bush had just been elected US president, and Mission Impossible 2 was the biggest film of the year. We have questions for you, all about music news that happened in the year 2000. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. In March 2000, which boy band broke sales records with the release of their album, No Strings Attached? Question 2. The band Smashing Pumpkins were briefly managed in 2000 by which rock and roll matriarch and reality television star? Question 3. At the Grammy Awards in February 2000, which band, named after their lead guitar player, won 8 awards, including Album of the Year for Supernatural? Question 4. In May 2000, which future rap star was shot 9 times and survived? Question 5. In April 2000, the band Metallica led a legal charge against which illegal file-sharing program used by university students to share music? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Everyday Earworms. There are 5 clues coming your way, each one about a song that mentions some type of day in their song title. For example, a song could be called Tuesday Tears or The Last Day of My Life. There is 1 point available for each song title you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. In 1986, the Bangles sang about this hectic day of the week, a song written by Prince. Question 7. In 1995, Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men sang about this potential idyllic future on a number one hit single. Question 8. A viral sensation on YouTube was this 2011 song by a 13-year-old girl named Rebecca Black. Question 9. The Cure were feeling romantic about a certain day of the week on this 1992 hit single. Question 10. In 2005, Canadian singer Daniel Powter sang about having one of these unfortunate occurrences. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 70s chorus challenge. You're going to hear the chorus lyrics of some of the biggest hits of the 1970s. The catch is, it is being read aloud in a different voice than you would normally hear. There is 1 point for each song you can correctly identify, and another point if you know the artist who sang it. Now, let's take a listen to those lyrics. Question 11.
Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you've got us feeling all right.
Question 12.
Well, I've been afraid of changing because I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder. Even children get older. And I'm getting older too.
Question 13.
'Cause I'm a picker. I'm a grinner. I'm a lover and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
Question 14.
You've got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table.
Question 15.
I will be king, and you will be queen. Though nothing will drive them away, we can be heroes, just for one day.
That's all our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after a little break to reveal all the answers. And we are back. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's start with the answers for the year 2000. Question 1. NSYNC. No Strings Attached sold 2.4 million copies in the US in 1 week, a sales record which would not be broken until 15 years later by Adele. Question 2. Sharon Osbourne. The management deal only lasted a few months. She stated at the time that she must resign due to medical reasons, that Billy Corgan was making her sick. Question 3. Santana. To this day, Santana is tied with Michael Jackson for the most wins in a single night at the Grammys. Question 4. 50 Cent. It took him around 5 months to recover, and he went back to recording music shortly after. Question 5. Napster. Whilst Napster was shut down in July 2000, other versions of the music sharing software continued to thrive throughout the decade. Continuing on to round two, Everyday Earworms, you receive clues about songs, all of which had the word day somewhere in their title. Here are the correct songs. Question 6, Manic Monday by the Bangles. Question 7, One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men. Question 8, Friday by Rebecca Black. Question 9, Friday I'm in Love by The Cure. And question 10, Bad Day by Daniel Powder. For our final round today, you were trying to pick the 70s hits from just the chorus lyrics. Now remember, you can grab a point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. For question 11, you were hearing Piano Man by Billy Joel. Question 12 was Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. Question 13, The Joker by Steve Miller Band. Question 14, The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. And finally, question 15, Heroes by David Bowie. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on now and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support our show by leaving a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.